Texas. This is Big Ideas Small Business with Laura Cameron and Brian Gendron. And you're listening to the music of Houston local Max Flynn.
I'm starting to feel a little crazy again. I think it's time I start to pack my things. The city life is really...
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Hey, Laura. Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been kind of a crazy whirlwind week.
Yeah.
You know, just Tropical Storm Harvey or Hurricane Harvey really kind of wreaked some havoc over here in Houston.
Did, yeah, and actually most of the Texas coast, right?
Yeah, it's been just, I've never seen so much rain.
I have not either. In fact, I think the west side of our city is still Atlantis, right? You know, with the reservoirs overflowing. And of course, you know, Rockport, Corpus Christi, those guys got lost in the news, those guys got slammed with an actual hurricane.
Super devastating, yeah. You know, just, it's crazy to me to see how many people are, you know, their homes are destroyed, or they've lost their vehicles, or, you know, it's pretty epic.
I've heard many people lost homes and both vehicles. That situation, it just breaks your heart.
Yeah.
Especially those that were above the 500-year floodplain and didn't think this would ever even be a possibility.
Yeah.
So that's been really tough. And certainly the recovery from this has been interesting from a business perspective, and that's some of what we're going to cover today. It's how, you know, how do you recover post-storm? How do you do so with integrity?
Yeah.
You know, how do you follow up and market? When's the right timing? And so it's definitely an interesting thing to be discussing, especially with Irma. Right?
I mean, I know, like, for me as a small business owner, you know, last week everybody was just trying to keep their heads above water and literally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just, you know, I was reaching out to my customers, just asking them, are you okay?
Right.
Did you flood? Are you all right? Is there anything I could do for you? But I know a lot of business owners really haven't been doing business as usual, and some people, it may be some time before they get back to it, because especially if you have a storefront or a physical location, or if your home was flooded, you know, it may be a little while before you're able to get back to kind of normal life, whatever that may end up being.
Right. Yeah, no, it was, and then of course, as you think about it, there's Irma out east of us right now, heading potentially towards the Bahamas.
Yeah, because all we really need is another hurricane, right?
Sure. But it's good to kind of take, you know, if we can turn a negative and a big negative into somewhat of a positive, you know, lessons learned from the storm, not just in hurricane or storm preparation for your business, but also, you know, you're going to experience a disruption in business.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have this awkward period, which we're sort of in now, which is how do you follow up on existing business, and how do you do so ethically and with integrity?
I think definitely it's a time for following up with your customers or prospects and just be there for them. Just, you know, are you okay?
Be a person. Right.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the first and foremost is just be human. Just, you know, reach out a helping hand, or ask if they're okay, or see if there's anything that you might be able to do to help. You know, I think especially in Houston, it's been a little overwhelming, even for people who didn't flood. I mean, my family and myself, we were dry, we didn't flood, we didn't lose any vehicles, but so many of our friends have, and I think it's only human to want to reach out and be able to help everybody, but, you know, we're just human, we can only do so much, and I think we should remember to do what we can, especially for our customers. You know, we may not know our customers on a personal level, but it's still, I think, important to think about how they might be feeling right now, and try to have some empathy. You know, I mean, it may also be a little troubling to be a business owner, even if you haven't lost anything, because there's quite a disruption going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not really a time to fill your pipeline, because, you know, you can't, it's not really, you know, you can't really call up somebody and be like, oh, hey, did you flood, by the way? What did you think of that proposal I sent you?
Right. Yeah. It's a challenge, but there are, but look at, so in the IT industry, or one of my clients is a commercial locksmith, like we were talking earlier, and our services are very much in need. You know, if somebody has lost their computer equipment, their phones, network devices, or, you know, they need to change the locks in their buildings because they don't no longer have doors, or their access control system was flooded, whatever it might be, there is a need. So how do I, right, go to, you know, I can go to my customers, of course, and speak to them and speak to them as people. But prospects who maybe haven't done business with me, you know, what is the right way? And I don't necessarily know the answer to this, but, you know, what are the tactful ways where I can say, hey, I'm here, I've got a bandwidth, I've got staff and people that have the needs, you know, that can meet your needs to get back from this. How do we do it? You know, how do you contact them in the right way? It's a challenge. It's an interesting thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think you have to just use your best judgment, and, you know, maybe it is a question of calling up your prospects or customers and just asking them, are you okay? If they say they're okay and they haven't really been affected too heavily, you know, everybody's been affected to some extent, but, you know, maybe it is okay then to, you know, follow up on regular business.
Yeah, I just, right before you got here, I just got one of those calls.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be careful to make sure it's genuine, right? Because
I
could tell, it's like, hey, are you okay? You know, just want to see if I can help you in any way. And, you know, we're here for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's okay, I guess. You know, that's one way to do it. You know, I was thinking, too, when I was talking to the locksmith, for example, I was like, hey, you know, people are going to need our stuff. And so what can we offer them of value? And maybe it's that a certain percentage of your profits will go to the Houston Food Bank or something that we can put into your name to try to, you know, give back to the community in some way.
Yeah.
It's another thought to kind of smooth it over a little bit.
Yeah. I know I do yoga. I love yoga. But, you know, I went to my yoga studio on Sunday, and they were running a promotion that for every person who comes in this week and does yoga, they will give $10 to the Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund.
That's it.
Which, you know, doing something like that just makes the customers, especially because, you know, they're people who are going there for, you know, both wellness and spirituality reasons,
right.
But just, you know, people want to help, and when they know that you're doing something to help, and that by doing business with you, it's helping, you know, I think that makes a huge difference, and can build customer loyalty, I think. I mean,
totally.
When I learned that about my yoga studio, I was like, oh, well, like, I should come back and do yoga every day this week.
Right.
You know?
That's it.
And I need to tell all my friends.
That's it. You know, along those same lines as health, CrossFit gyms. I saw a number of CrossFit gyms online. My neighbor owns a CrossFit gym. And just watching that community go out and help people within their community and just strengthen that community around. And they still want to work out, or they still want to do their yoga or whatever it may be. So there's still a value exchange.
Yeah.
And that's what really a sale is. But, you know, it's not working around the fact that things are stormed. It's getting right into it.
Yeah.
And I think that's absolutely a tactful way to either, you know, donate time or donate money to causes that directly go towards this tragedy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but we'll move on. Houston strong. We'll be stronger because of this. And hopefully the reservoirs eventually drain out, and some people still underwater now. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But we will move on. We will be stronger. But how about the other topic that you brought to us? How to flood?
Oh yeah. So we're gonna talk about how to create a flood in your business. No, not what you're thinking. Not like a literal flood. Because we don't want any
more
of that. No more of that. We want to talk about how to create a flood of leads and customers and new business for you and your business.
Yeah, so when we were chatting offline a little bit about this topic, we basically got into a marketing mix. You know, you really have to be sort of omnipresent.
Yeah, I think,
clients.
You know, so they say it takes 5 to 7 and sometimes more touch points with a customer before they decide to do business with you. So, or with a prospect, should I say. So what does that really mean? I mean, a touch point can be social media, maybe live events, email marketing, maybe online advertising. I know everybody, you know, people, you go shopping on Amazon and then you notice that whatever you were looking at is now following you around somehow on the web. You know, that's called pixeling. They can tell what you looked at and then they make it show up to you later. You know, so there's a lot of different ways of doing that, but really it's a matter of just getting out there in a variety of different ways.
And with a cohesive and consistent message too.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you're, you know, it's important to, if you've got multiple services in your business, you know,
mm-hmm.
you certainly want to market those, but, you know, absolutely have those, I guess, sort of that keyword content strategy.
Yeah.
Across your events, across your social media, across anything that you're doing,
yeah.
so that it goes into their mind, or follow them around on the internet, whatever it is that you're in their mind, top of mind,
yeah.
when it comes time to buy,
mm-hmm.
and then they flood in, right?
Flood in.
Yeah.
Sorry, so that was kind of cheesy, but
yeah. it's appropriate.
But we just thought that was, you know, super appropriate, since I think right now a lot of us are kind of feeling like maybe, unless we're a home contractor or drywall installation person or a roofer right now, we might be feeling a little bit like our pipeline might be drying up a little bit. And,
right.
You know, I think it's important to, like we said before, just be there as a human for your customers, but also just, you know, get out there, you know, be on social media, send an email newsletter. You know, after the storm, I sent a newsletter to my email list and I just said, you know, I hope everybody's okay. You know, it's been pretty crazy with the storm and, you know, if there's anything I can do to help, please let me know. I didn't ask them for business. I didn't make any offers. I didn't try to remind them that I was, you know, here, but I just reached out to them as a human who cares. And, you know, I think that doing that on social media as well, or however you can, I think goes a long way.
Yeah, and then of course, some of the things we were talking about earlier, being in the community, especially if you're a local business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw, you know, Laura, especially, you know, volunteering at some of the shelters. I know I did a little bit of that at the same. She talked about yesterday, you know, tearing out drywall, which is when you flood, you get a, you know, you see the water line and then
yeah.
everything below it goes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that going on. And so just being in the community, being present is marketing in itself. And when you talk about being a person, that is absolutely out there being a person in the community. And the business, anybody, the business will eventually follow,
yeah.
you know, without putting in that extra effort, you know, or that extra hook. Being like, hey, good
yeah.
job cleaning up the house, and by
yeah.
the way, you
yeah,
know,
I mean, yesterday,
50% off.
after I came home yesterday from, you know, demolishing people's houses, I got a phone call, you know, with somebody who wanted to do business with me yesterday afternoon. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, just it's all just being out, you know, being visible, and in marketing, I say being louder than your competition. You know, if your competition's on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn and you're not, well, people are going to think of your competitor first just because they see them more often.
Right.
You know, it's not necessarily that everybody loves your competitor because they do a better job than you, but they just see them more often, you know. And if you're not out there, you know, out of sight, out of mind, as they say.
Sure.
So, and I think that, you know, it can be a challenge for small business owners to keep up with, you know, their social media or their email marketing or updating their website or whatever it is that helps them be visible. And I think, you know, to have a plan is important. Just, you know, come up with a plan, come up with a strategy, and see if you think that it's going to be too much, then, you know, you can look for outside assistance.
Yeah.
You know?
That's exactly what I was going to say, you know, to kind of tie this off is, you know, have a content sort of content plan.
Yeah.
And deliver it until it is working too good.
Yeah.
and then you're probably at a point where you need somebody to help you with that because it's time
yeah.
consuming. It
right.
really is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the best way for you to get yourself out there, you know, and like she was saying, know what your competition's doing,
yeah.
you know, not just to because your customers hear it, but so you can potentially creatively borrow or
mm-hmm.
do things a little bit differently,
yeah.
you know. So there's some tricks and techniques to make it easier, but at the same time, you know, at some point you're going to get too busy because
yeah.
it's working.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to outsource
it. Right. And I would say think of it as an investment.
Right.
Because that's what's going to help you grow your business, because people are going to see
mm-hmm.
you. People are going to get to know you. Video is awesome, especially across social media and email marketing and your website. People really resonate with video. And if you're sending video on a regular basis, people start to feel like they know you, because
right.
it's very intimate. You know, if you watch a video, you feel like you're face-to-face with somebody. So that can help build that rapport and that relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the last clients I got, you know, he always asked, where did you hear about me?
Mm-hmm.
But he, you know, the boss saw you on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, Laura, it's working. So so that's good. So let's go ahead and move into Tech for Granted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Am I doing this in order? I don't know. This is only our second time doing the
oh.
format, and I'll guess
yes.
you're looking around for your book. So
I know. I forgot the book.
But we'll grab it. So for Tech for Granted, we always bring up something that is out there that can help small businesses from a technology perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And today, we wanted to talk a little bit about domains. And what I was telling Laura before is that, you know what really bugs me?
Mm-hmm.
Is when I see people who have their business name at gmail.com.
Yeah.
And then they put it on their business card, and I'm like, okay, spend 99 cents and at least get a domain that
yeah.
that makes sense for your business name. It's like 99
yeah.
cents,
yeah.
you know, to get.
I think a lot of people don't realize how easy that really is to do.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit about that right now. Hopefully
yeah.
we can inspire some people. And then even those people who do have domains, you know, how well have you surrounded yourself around, you know, protected your brand,
mm-hmm.
As well as are there other domains out there available
mm-hmm.
that you can have some of your keyword strings, whether it's
mm-hmm.
adding in a modifier like Houston or
mm-hmm.
whatever local territory you're in,
yeah.
are some good strategies that can be done pretty inexpensively.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I've owned the domain lauracamrath.com for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case there were any other Laura cameras.
I was disappointed
there,
Brian Gendron was taken. I'm not kidding. So I didn't get it.
But, you know, I had Laura at lauracamrath.com as an email address.
That's right.
Which I actually really didn't end up using it, but.
But,
you know, it's easy to get your. Like, I have Laura at zebramarketingsolutions.com, and when I bought my domain, I just bought the email address with it, basically. So.
Right.
You know, call your hosting provider, see if they offer that. You know, GoDaddy offers that, you know, very affordably.
Yeah, in fact, if anybody is watching this or listening to this, I have, GoDaddy has a couple of free domains that are on my account that I'm
mm-hmm.
not using. Have at it. Just hit me up and I will give you a domain. Take it. If you have a at Gmail account, take a domain. I have enough of them to give at least one. So that is something that's just so simple. Then you can connect it to Gmail or you can connect it to Outlook,
yeah.
and it just takes your professionalism from basement to, you know, now
yeah.
you're starting to look like a reputable company.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, there's another thing too, and I didn't think about this coming into it, but if you have a number that's out of state, out of territory, out of, you know, local in your local business, you know,
mm-hmm.
Google Voice is another alternative to get a local number.
Yeah.
That goes right to your phone with full features. I mean, full text, full call, outbound calling, inbound calling for caller ID and those things. So just a couple of little tips and tricks that you can do to make yourself more legitimized as a business.
Legitimized.
So today we have a book, and I'll grab it. You stay seated. That Laura brought to us by
Thank
the champ.
You. So, I hope everybody knows who George Foreman is. He is the knockout entrepreneur. So, actually, I don't know that a lot of people know this, but George Foreman also went to Rice University. I went to Rice for my MBA. And so I actually saw George Foreman speak at Rice while I was in my MBA. And,
did he sign that book?
He did.
Oh, look at you.
I have
okay. All right.
Signature right there. And, he was a super interesting guy to listen to and to read his book. My biggest takeaway was just the integrity that he lives with. He grew up in the wards. he grew up down south by Hobby Airport.
Okay.
He grew up in a...
The adjacent ward to Hobby is Third Ward, not the...
okay.
Yeah,
I'm not an original Houstonite, so...
Yeah, I'm not either, but yeah.
But, so he grew up in a pretty poor neighborhood, and basically was like, oh, nothing's ever gonna... never gonna amount to anything, and his cousin told him, or his sister, I forget, told him, you know, you're never gonna amount to anything, and it's when he changed his mind, and he said, no, I'm gonna be something. And he went from... you know, just a poor kid in a poor neighborhood too. We all know he had his, you know, boxing career and just became really famous that way. But he was actually a minister.
Hmm.
And so he dedicated his life to helping boys who grew up in a similar, you know, circumstance as he did to, you know, to be something and grow up and stay out of trouble. So what he talks about a lot in this book is being, like, he's got a bullet here on the back, being defined by integrity and generosity rather than title and possessions. Just really about, like we were talking about, like showing up for your customers like a human being. What can I do to help? Genuinely taking an interest in them and in people in general, and just how you can help them, and by focusing on that, and by showing up with integrity. You know, even he talked about at one point in the book. Every minute you show up late to work is a minute that you're stealing from your boss.
Yeah,
because he's still paying you to be there.
Mm.
It was really cool. I really enjoyed this book. He actually had a number of chapters. He had one chapter about a shoeshine man that went on national TV because he was just like the most positive person that anyone had ever seen, and he was just a shoeshine man.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out he owned all of the shoeshine shops in a number of airports, but he still went to work and shine people's shoes because he loved doing it for people.
Hmm.
And he just loved, you know, because it wasn't about the shoe shining to him, it was about brightening somebody's day.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like, you know, in Houston, and actually got national press, right? Like Mattress Mac. At, you know,
yeah.
opening up his shelter, and he's in the office, you know, most days, or
mm-hmm.
the store over here in Galleria, and there's something wholesome about what George is talking about in the book, and it was really neat, one, that he's from Houston, and then I think a lot of what we, like you said, what we talked about earlier, this sense of community, this sense of everybody, you know, kind of pulling together, working together around this storm, I'm sure put a smile on George's face. And the other thing, I just heard George last night on TV, funny you brought this book in, I think it was an infomercial, I'm not sure, but anyway, about, you know, everybody asked me about the grill that I started, and I was thinking, I saw something that, they actually offered that to Hulk Hogan first, did you know that?
Really?
That's what I heard, that's how he tells it.
Hmm.
But anyway, it's a good, obviously a great business
deal
for George.
Yeah, it talks about that in this book too, and
yeah.
He almost wasn't going to take the deal.
Right.
But I guess he's probably glad he did.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's in every dorm room and every frat house.
I've got one at home.
We still have one somewhere in our cabinets, and we didn't flood, so we still have everything. But
that's awesome.
Well, that's good. We'll check it out. And again, remember what it's called? The Knockout Entrepreneur?
The Knockout Entrepreneur.
By George Foreman. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have her leave that here so I can I can catch up on that book. And Laura, thanks a lot for stopping by. We actually did it in my office. We didn't make it to Rice today, but it's kind of a strange week. So generally speaking, we're going to be doing this live at Rice on Tuesdays, Tuesday afternoon. So hopefully we'll see you again next time. Any closing thoughts?
Well, I just hope everybody's safe and... we send our best wishes, and I hope everything gets back to somewhat normal soon. I know it's going to be a little longer for some people if you experienced a lot of loss, and just want to send our wishes for dry weather, and especially if anybody's listening from the East Coast or Florida, we send our best wishes for safety there. And wish you all the best.
Yes, from I believe that too. You know, we're certainly here to help with anybody who needs anything anywhere in the country. Any business that needs help, please feel free to reach out to us. Even if it's I actually just went through one of my wife's offices was flooded, and we helped her get back and operating. They're gonna be taking clients again tomorrow. She's a chiropractor. So I've even gone through that process. So if you've got questions about these things, or if there's any way we can help you out, please reach out to us. Our contact information is always available on our website, on social media. You can reach out to us, personal message, whatever it needs. But until next time, Laura, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Central Texas rains, the strongest drink I've found.
Thanks for listening to Big Ideas, Small Business. Please visit our website at www.bisbmedia.com.